Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is March the 7th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Joshua, chapters 10 to 12. God will fight our battles if we let Him. When Joshua had assumed the charge of leading the Israelites to conquer Canaan, there was a definite assurance from God. And we read that in Joshua chapter 1 verse 5. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. God had promised the land of Canaan to the Israelites with the underlying assurance that He will give them the strength to conquer it. And also, if needed, He would fight the battles for them. So when the five kings of Canaan joined forces to defeat the Israelites, and we read that in Joshua chapter 10 verses 1 to 5, it is evident that Joshua and the Israelites would need God's help to win the battle. In keeping with His promise, God assures Joshua, and we read that in Joshua chapter 10 verse 8, "Do not fear them, for I have delivered them into your hand. Not a man of them shall stand before you." God did indeed fight the battle for Joshua. And we read the portion in Joshua chapter 10 verses 10 to 11. "So the Lord routed them before Israel, killed them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, chased them along the road that goes to Beth Horon, and struck them down as far as Azekah and Makeda. And it happened as they fled before Israel and were on the descent of Beth Horon that the Lord cast down large hailstones from heaven on them as far as Azekah, and they died. There were more who died from the hailstones than the children of Israel killed with the sword." We can see a greater monumental miracle in Joshua chapter 10 verses 12 to 14, and that is also referred in Job chapter 9 verse 7 and Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 11. Joshua, moved by the Lord's will, commanded the sun to delay. The earth actually stopped revolving, and more likely the sun moved in the same way to keep perfect pace with the battlefield. There are five things we can note from this miracle. 1. Something miraculous took place that day that enabled them to have a wonderful victory. Number 2. This miracle came about because of Joshua's prayer. Number 3. The miracle had something to do with the sun and moon, which only God could affect. Number 4. This victory had to do with an extended time to fight the enemy before they scattered back to their cities. And number 5. Truly God was fighting for Israel. The main point is that God not only gave them a great victory, but the victory came about in such a manner that made a great impression on the Israelites and the enemies about them. We read in Joshua chapter 10 verse 14 like this, "And there was no day like that, before it or after it, when the Lord listened to the voice of a man, for the Lord fought for Israel." Remember, God will fight our battles too if we let Him. It is interesting to note that when Christ conquered our enemies upon the cross, the miracle that happened in connection with the sun was the reverse of what happened in Joshua's time. It was then darkened as if going down at noon. Christ does not need the light of the sun to complete His victory, so He made darkness His pavilion. Let us understand that without Christ, we can do nothing. He, Christ, who is in us, is greater than he, Satan, who is in the world. Let us surrender completely to Him so that He can fight our battles for us.